Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Disney goes grim. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
If you think I'm tasty and you want my body, come on, handful, take a bite.
I'm not eating anymore. You're disgusting.
I said take another bite.
From Edward Scissorhands to Beetlejuice to The Nightmare Before Christmas, the dark and magical world Tim Burton creates is iconic. However, his version of the classic Brothers Grimm tale of Hansel and Gretel and the unlikely pairing with the Disney Channel wasn't as well received as his future creations would be. We're talking about Tim Burton's Hansel and Gretel on the Disney Channel that aired only once.
It's a good sign when it airs only once.
I watched it to get prepared, and it was too early in the morning for this. It was very surreal, very jarring, I guess. It's a combination of stop motion animation, actual acting, actual actors in combination with it. And it's nuts. Early in his career, Burton worked as an animator and artist for Disney. One creation born from that pairing was the live action short film, and essentially his version of Hansel and Gretel. The bizarre retelling of this fairy tale would air only once. October 31st, 1983. Missed the Halloween mark by a little bit, but we're in that season. We're in the spooky season, right?
Yeah, we'll do spooky year-round.
You know what we'll also do year-round? What? Break.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It cost $116,000 in 1983. Today's money, that's what, 10 mil?
Yeah, I mean, that seems about right.
10, 15 mil?
It's interesting to think of Tim Burton animation in the 80s. Like, it's hard for me to go back there when I just think of what it is right now. Expensive.
And his relationship with Disney was never great. Mm-hmm. His vision and their vision, even though, you know, Disney had some pretty avant-garde content in a way, depending on how you see it and look back on it, all things considered, considering how safe they keep that brand.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
How much money they make, for better or for worse, has always done his own thing.
Definitely. And I think I just rewatched Beetlejuice and.
Same. I actually watched it essentially for the first time. I'm not a Tim Burton fan, or not culturally, I'm interested, but I'm not a fan of that stuff.
Interesting. I grew up on Beetlejuice and Edward Scissorhands, like that stuff. I loved that stuff. And I think it got more and more away from me as I got older and as his stuff became more commercially viable. But just reading the history of Beetlejuice and him having to convince essentially everybody to get involved in this bizarre movie with an insane script. I was watching it with someone who'd never seen it before and they were like, what is this? So again, hearkening back to that time and thinking about Disney, who does really well taking intellectual property and making it a hit, and Tim Burton, who does a good job at making bizarre into not even profitable, but like somewhat marketable, but they don't always mix.
So it consisted of novice Asian actors exclusively. So it's live action, and then it's mixed with stop motion. Like you could probably imagine the set pieces. It tells the story of Hansel and Gretel, but also not really. If you didn't know it was called Hansel and Gretel, you'd be like, this seems familiar, but I don't know what this is. And some of it is actually terrifying in a way that if you watched The Wizard of Oz as a kid and weren't prepared for what you were going to see, in that kind of in that realm.
It's a really dark story, which is why I can imagine Disney didn't adapt it until that time and probably hasn't since.
And he kept pretty faithful to the Brothers Grimm version of it in a sense. Yeah, it's a pretty...
I'm sure Disney loved that.
It's colorful but drab at the same time. As you can imagine, things are melting.
Yeah, yeah. There's like candy houses and a dark woods and witches and just eating children is usually not like Disney's like jam, I would say. Probably not good for its target demo.
According to ScreenRant.com, the short is quite faithful to the original Brothers Grimm tale, despite odd quirks like a kung fu battle between the title duo and the witch, who uses candy cane nunchucks.
What?
There's also a character called Dan the Gingerbread Man, who sings an odd cover of Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy, and wants Hansel to eat him.
I gotta watch this.
The film was considered lost, and some question if it actually ever existed. Hansel and Gretel resurfaced at the Museum of Modern Art as part of a Tim Burton exhibition from November 22, 2009 to April 26, 2010. A 34-minute version of the film, which is what I saw, was uploaded to YouTube in 2014, although it's speculated that there's a 45-minute version out there somewhere.
Give me those lost 15 minutes. It's interesting, though, that this commercial failure shown via Disney by way of this giant machine is panned, and then it gets to go to MoMA and be critically lauded by the art community.
It's speculated. I don't know if it's true that part of the reason why it was only aired once is, or at least not resurfaced until 20 plus years after, is because Tim Burton wasn't crazy about it. He was embarrassed by it. Sometimes you're, as artists ourselves.
Sure.
When we look back at the early episodes of Ghost Town, we're comparing ourselves to Tim Burton and Disney together. Yeah,
absolutely.
Equating it. You look back and you're like, okay, so we've learned a couple of things. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a moment in time, and sometimes it can be appreciated in hindsight.
Yeah. At an art museum, better than Disney, better than Tim Burton.
Our first episodes needed a little more Rod Stewart.
I guess that's what we're trying to say.
Do you think I'm sexy? Don't answer that. We don't want to know.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.